Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, I see that Yuri Malko is with us again today. That's terrific. Why don't you go ahead and let's finish part three of this series.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Gary. It's a pleasure to have Yuri come back and help us look towards the future and see what's coming. So, as the head of ESET's ThreatSense lab, what do you predict will be the single biggest threat to PC users in 2008? What's the next big threat going to be?
Well, it's hard to, you know, really pick up one, and being an Oracle these days doesn't really pay off. You know, you may predict friends for the next maybe year, but to select, you know, a single threat, it's virtually impossible. You know, everything can change if there was a vulnerability, you know, found, for example, in Windows. It might mean that a new wave of worms like you've seen, you know, 4 years ago will happen again, you know, and the history would be once again, you know, the same. And, you know, if you really want to see the trends and predict what will happen, you have to find a place where electronic crime will happen, and that's actually a place where the criminals can make a great profit. So if you're looking for a potential stage for the next big crime, look for a place that either gathers a lot of unskilled people or a place where big money is.
Okay, so back to the operating system, you mentioned that a single major vulnerability could bring back the worms. Are there any threats that are unique to Vista Service Pack 1 and Windows 2008?
Well, actually, I'm not aware of any that really deserve attention.
Does that mean that Windows Vista in 2008 won't be vulnerable to threats?
Oh, I don't think so.
They will still be vulnerable. It's just not unique.
Yeah, it's likely. Yeah.
So how does ASAP, a relatively small company, stay competitive with giants like Symantec and Microsoft?
Well, you know, it's the technology. You know, being big is not all. We're talking technology here, and it's not really important how many people you have. Of course, we're growing, and you need the people to really be able to process all this huge amounts of malware. But you know, the heuristics, for example, what we have is something that has evolved for a long time, and that's the core of our solution, and actually of every other solution. You know, these days, reacting to what is already circulating in the internet, the threats, it's too late. You have to be a step ahead. So having proactive detection is really important, and you don't really need to have lots of people writing code, which is kind of predicting what might happen and kind of this emulation stuff and heuristics in general.
So there's been a lot of noise about the future of antivirus companies in Microsoft operating systems. Some companies, some big ones, are complaining Microsoft is locking them out of the operating system, potentially to promote Microsoft's antivirus product. At ESET, do you feel that Microsoft's locking us out of the operating system?
No, I don't think so. Well, they have better access to information, of course, but I don't really feel it is kind of limiting for us.
Okay. What's your vision for the virus lab?
Well, my vision, you know, I already mentioned we are growing fast and taking lots of new people in. And, you know, I'm in charge of training and, you know, these people. And I'd like to see the superior quality we're able to do now. I'd like to see it happen on, you know, and really, you know, because with growth, usually the quality goes down. And I'd like to see it at least as good as it is now. And I'm really perfectionist, and I really keep my eyes on the people's work and really do everything I can to make sure they're going to be a real professional.
ESET's been using heuristics for 10 years now. A lot of bigger players introduced heuristics only recently, even within the past couple of years. What are the distinguishing characteristics of ESET's heuristics versus those who are kind of new to the game?
Well, our heuristic works. Now, seriously, heuristics is something that evolves over the time. You know, it's not something like you just write at the moment. Of course, the needs for heuristics change all the time because the threats change and maybe the platforms, the operating systems, whatever. It's much different than it's been 10 years ago. But, you know, even the heuristics, it's like it has its kind of history and knowledge. You have some experience, you know, like you were writing heuristics for threats that were 5 years old. And well, 5 years ago, and you gained some experience. You knew what is at what parts of malware it is good to focus on because you have tested it a lot of times and that stuff. So you might think of it like it's several layers of heuristics, you know, stacked one on another, and this is actually the difference.
So the heuristics aren't the only way that ESET detects threats, that's how they detect brand new threats, but there are still signatures. What are virus signatures like today? Do they still employ pattern scans, or is there a new technology for doing signatures?
Actually, we never really used the pattern scanning. Maybe you mean more generally the kind of static signatures for the files. Well, of course, we do use them, and everybody else does, but we mainly focus on generic means of detection and the heuristics. Because you know, static signature is something that you need when you know, it's like when processing the daily samples. Of course, you want to flag a file. Yes, this is this worm. You want to give it a name. People might be interested in what kind of malware it is. So you have to really describe it somehow. But it's not really something that's crucial for today's. Detection and safety.
Now, a lot of criticism in past years about heuristics have been about false positives, and yet in AV comparatives testing, we see that ESET is really low on false positive, as low or lower than many companies that don't have much in the way of heuristics. How do you handle and minimize false positives?
Yeah, we do our internal clean set testing prior to releasing any updates, you know, virus, the signature updates or the engine updates or whatever. And also we make use of our earlier mentioned threat-size.net system through which we early see if there would be a problem, you know, with some kind of a change in the rules of our heuristics or possibly a new generic signature. If there would be a problem, we would be alerted pretty quickly and aware of the problem and fix it. And we can really fix problem in a half an hour.
Wow, that's pretty fast. Well, I think I've taken as much of your time as I'll be able to. I sincerely thank you for taking your time to join us on the Malware Report.
Thanks very much, Randy and Uri. And if our listeners have any additional questions about these topics, they can reach you at
askeset@aset.com.
Terrific. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.